Hello, awesomeness creators. It's Nina Kovner with Passion Squared with this week's audio blog. This week's topic is the high price of do-it-yourself. If you think a professional is expensive, wait till you try an amateur. That's a quote from Red Adair. Beauty professionals have incredible pride in being masters of their passion. And I love that. Graduating beauty school is still to this day one of my most awesome accomplishments. Most likely, you studied and practiced for years to obtain a license, certification, advanced degrees, and knowledge. You have invested several thousand dollars to train with the best and are passionately committed to daily improvements to the tune of thousands more dollars and time in advanced education and tools. What baffles me is how did that experience make you believe that you can also design marketing plans and strategies, design logos and websites, and create brands? Last time I checked, beauty school curriculum did not include graphic design, strategy, branding, or business development. I'm sure the graphic designer and web programmer feels the same way you feel when they see your do-it-yourself graphics and websites, like when you see do-it-yourself cuts and colors. Hashtag ugh. If I had a dollar for every time hairdressers freaked out about home hair color and YouTube stars teaching at-home beauty, I would be a gazillionaire. Developing a website and a business, or brand for that matter, is way more than colors and fonts. There's a strategy behind each word, each page, each click. Same with logos. You think if it was that easy, there would be a degree for graphic design? Creating a business, a brand, a logo, a website, and a strategy is both an art and a science. Sound familiar? By all means, do it yourself, but please know that 9 times out of 10, it will show in both your sales and profits. In the world I wander in, I cannot tell you how many times people have asked for help and then quickly said, I can't afford that. My question back is, then how can you afford to build a business? I have seen entrepreneurs waste thousands of dollars and insane amounts of time on do-it-yourself, including me, in the end being frustrated and mad and nothing to show for it. I have also seen people do it the right way, invest money up front and get what they need to create awesome. You don't need a $1 million budget to create, but you do need someone with experience and expertise to help guide you. You can do it right the first time, or you can do it wrong the first time, second time, and third time until you realize it's not working. When you choose to move way outside your experience and expertise, don't be surprised when things don't work out as you wish they would. P.S. Once you engage a pro and set objectives, create a plan, logo, brand identity, there are some great do-it-yourself and kind of do-it-yourself platforms for small businesses to use. But again, use with caution. And if you do not understand it, engage someone who does. Some of my favorites are Canva, WordSwag, PicMonkey, Squarespace, WordPress, MailChimp, Moo, and StickerMule, all platforms I use for my business. For my website, shopping cart, workshop materials, and program logo designs, I engage a professional designer and a web programmer always. I pay between $50 and $75 an hour for these services, and they are based on a referral from someone I trust and content that I love. For strategy and planning and marketing, I have quite a bit of experience in that area. So that for me is do-it-yourself after almost 30 years in the business of education, sales, leadership, and marketing. I also invest a significant amount of time and money to feed my brain, whether it's through books, webinars, workshops, or outside experts. This month alone, I have invested over $500 in my education and well-being. How much have you invested? There are exceptions to every rule. And if you are a badass hairdresser, graphic designer, web programmer, marketer, and strategist, I want to meet you and give you a big hug. Thank you so much for listening. Have a beautiful day. Bye.